Once upon a time, there was a poor widow who lived in a tiny, run-down cottage with her only son, Jack. The old woman loved Jack very much, and she would tell all her friends how kind and good-natured he was. "My Jack is such a good boy. He doesn't go off gallivanting like other boys his age. He stays at home and helps his old mother around the house. He chops the wood to make the fire, digs and weeds the vegetable patch, and milks our one cow." Jack loved his mother too. He would tell his friends what a wonderful woman she was. "My mother cooks and cleans and mends all day long, so that the two of us, though we are poor, live happily together." One year the weather turned cruel, and there was a hard, cold spring and a dry, hot summer. Jack was very worried and told his mother so. "The sun has withered the grass in the meadow, and our cow gives no milk. We have no butter or milk to drink or sell. Our vegetables do not grow, and our cupboards are bare. Unless we do something, we shall soon starve." Jack's mother told Jack what to do. "Go into market with our cow and sell her for a good price. We must have money for food and drink." Next morning, Jack set off towards the market with the cow. He waved goodbye to his mother. "I shall not ask for less than 15 shillings. Do not be surprised if I come back with 20. Jack and the cow had not been on the road very long when they met an old man who was hobbling along the road with the aid of his walking stick. The old man's eyes twinkled when he saw the boy. He called out a friendly greeting. "Good morning, young sir, and where are you off to on this bright day?" Jack was a friendly boy and was always happy to stop and speak with people. "I am off to the market to sell my cow, good sir." The old man looked excited. "Indeed, I wonder what sort of bargain you'll make." He put his hand in his coat pocket and drew out 5 beans. "How would you like to exchange these beans for your cow?" Jack laughed out loud. "What? 5 beans for my cow? Are you mad, sir? What sort of bargain do you call that?" The old man touched a finger to his nose, as if to impress upon Jack that he was about to tell him a secret. "These are no ordinary beans. These are magic beans. Just plant them, and they'll grow right up to the sky. Have you ever heard of such a marvel as that?" Jack had to admit that he hadn't. So he gave the old man the cow and took the 5 beans as payment. Then off he ran back home to tell his mother the news. His mother was very angry when she heard what he had done.
"You foolish boy! You gave our only cow away for 5 beans?
"They're not ordinary beans, mother. They're magic beans." Jack's mother was a good woman, but this time she was really angry.
"You good-for-nothing stupid boy! You've been cheated! There's no such thing as magic beans. Now we are ruined, and I shan't live to see the end of your disgrace. Go to bed, you vagabond. There's no supper for you tonight, nor I, and there's not likely to be any from this day on."
Jack's mother was so angry, she snatched the beans from Jack and threw them out of the window. Jack went to bed thinking how stupid he had been. "Mother's right. There's no such thing as magic beans. Now we shall starve, and it's all my fault." The next morning Jack woke and went outside to see if he could find any potatoes that he might have missed digging up. Imagine his surprise when he discovered, sprouting from the ground, a strong network of beanstalks, twisting and twining together, with giant, broad, green leaves growing out in every direction. The beans! They were magic after all! Jack looked up, and up, and up. The beanstalk grew so high he could not see the top because it was lost in the clouds. Jack was very excited. "I wonder where this giant beanstalk leads to. I must find out." Jack caught hold of the beanstalk and pulled himself up. He was a good climber, for he used to climb the apple tree in the farmer's orchard to fill his sack with the juiciest apples he could find. Then he would take them back home, and his mother would make delicious apple tarts for their supper. Jack climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed.